This is Native Fashion, a KBFT series about the tradition of regalia making and the people who do it.
My name is Roxanne. I grew up in Net Lake.
Would you mind telling me about what you're gonna make? Can you tell me about what you're gonna be sewing here? What kind of dress are you gonna make?
I'm not sure. Just a dancing dress. Jingles. You gonna have a jingle dress on?
No, it's a fancy dress.
Fancy dress. Okay. Do you mind if I record you and if I ask you a couple questions?
We're gonna be busy here.
Before you get busy, well, tell me about the dress that you're gonna make.
Well, I'm trying to make a fancy dress for my granddaughter.
And tell me, what is it? Can you describe what a fancy dress would look like?
It's just like young girls fancy, where they use a shawl and they just dance fancy. Mm-hmm. That's my first time making a dress, so we're just trying to figure it out here.
Yeah. Tell me about the material. Why did you pick? Can you describe what it looks like?
I didn't pick the material, and this material ain't going to be big enough for what I want to make.
Oh, okay.
So, but this is my first time making one. Otherwise, we could just make probably a simple dress. Mm-hmm. I don't know how a simple dress is, so that's why I'm up here.
And what drew you to the regalia class?
Just to learn how to make stuff, because I do dance traditional, but I just make my own stuff. But I wanted to learn how to make a fancy dress for my granddaughter, because she was jingle dressed before. So I want to learn how to make the yoke, the leggings, and everything for the dress.
So you don't think you're going to use this fabric?
It's going to be too small for what we got to put on here. Mm-hmm. Make a mini dress? No.
I don't think so.
Make a mini skirt?
I don't know if that'd fly in the powwow arena. But you have to have it folded like this, right?
Yeah, you have to cut it out like this, and it says cut two. This ain't going to be enough material for what I want to make.
Yeah, beautiful. I do like that fabric. It's pretty.
I know it's nice, but they picked out the material.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, so I just told them kind of what colors I wanted, mm-hmm. and so I just got two pieces, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been dancing?
Probably just a couple of years. I just wanted to dance traditional, so I just got a skirt, and I make my own ribbon shirts, and...
So. Tell me about making ribbon shirts. What is that like? Does that take a long time? And, you know, what, even putting the ribbons on?
No, it don't take long. It depends on what kind of ribbon shirt you make. I just buy the rings. There's little plastic rings that you can buy, and you buy the ribbon, like maybe so long, whatever, and then you just tie them on the rings and sew them onto your shirt. Mm-hmm. You could just go buy a regular shirt.
Oh, and then you just...
Tack them on, yeah.
Thank you for your time. It's really pretty. Native Fashion is produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.